This podcast is powered by The Plug.
Damn, Q. Baby, you did that.
Another episode of BBW. Everybody loves BBW. That's beards, bourbon, whiskey. Back in the building, I got Angry Principal off the camera.
What's up?
And of course, I got my man Bo holding it down.
I see.
And it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. Let's get back to this whiskey. All right, so we on to some Tennessee whiskey this time. And I don't know about these two, but I'm actually a Jack fan. Even the, you know, even the.
It's all right.
even the rock gut Jack Daniels, I'm a fan, right? So Angry Principal came up with the bottled and bond Jack. So tell us a little bit about it, and how did you find it? Like, you just kind of stumbled upon it?
Walking through Costco, saw Jack Daniels bottled and bond. It was $40. I said, I'm going to try it. Because, you know, normally Jack is 80 proof. So this is 100. So
right, so it's got to be something.
Right. I'm not the biggest Jack fan, but the fact that it was new and it was something different, I said, I tried it.
Yeah. So I say, Bo, you're probably about the same. You're not really a Jack fan.
I'm not really a Jack fan. You know, I'll drink it from time to time, you know. Yeah. A little cookout, a little function, tailgate, some shit like that, yeah.
Right.
But I ain't going to sit, like, in my house and try to enjoy it, no.
I bet they're asleep in New York. I bet they're asleep all over America.
You know what I mean?
Well, damn.
Yeah.
All right, so look, let's look at this. Before we even jump into the bottle, what's your expectations? Angry Principal, we'll start with you.
I don't know. Okay, so you know the old Jack, the regular Jack basically tastes like Coca-Cola.
Right? Basically, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so it's Pepsi on with a little alcohol in it. So I'm expecting the same thing, just a little stronger. So, you know, since I love the proof.
So you're thinking the taste is going to be kind of the same?
Yeah, just a little stronger. Figuring that's what's going to happen. Okay. It's something that I just needed to have at the house for people to not necessarily hit my more
the good
stuff.
The good
So I got you. The Jack Daniels.
Okay, I feel you. Bo, what you think?
Right around the same lines, you know. I'm expecting it to be, you know, what's this? Is 90 proof, not 80, I think. So
100 proof.
100 proof. Yeah. There you go. So, you know, it's gonna be have a little bit more bite. You know, it's gonna be like drinking a hot ass Jack and Coke, I think. You
know what I mean? I never would have thought about it like that. But all right. For me, I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, I'm kind of a fan of Jack. But what I'm thinking though is I'm thinking that the 100 proof might actually change the taste a little bit. I think it's gonna taste different.
Right? I think you can get a lot of spice. I think.
I can see spice. All right, go ahead and pop the cork. We get a sound on that though. I can see that though. Yeah.
Pause for the cork.
There you go. Right. Sound like
pretty
Jack.
Pretty weak, yeah.
Yeah, sound like Jack.
What kind of shit is that?
Pop.
Right into the pop for real.
It squeaked out.
Squeaked out for real life. Bottled and bond. All right, so for people who's checking us out and maybe it's the first time you've seen the show, Bottled and Bond is normally 100 proof, and it's something to do with the government, right? It's
government regulations. It's got to be in a warehouse, guarded, and then it can only be proofed to 100 proof.
Gotcha. I ain't gonna lie to you. It smells sweet. Am I tripping? Let's see what it tastes like. Off rib, it smells a little sweet.
Smell like regular Jack.
Smell like regular Jack.
Nah. It's something sweeter about this. It's something sweeter.
No, it's not that I don't like it. Because, you know, I'll drink Jack, but it's got a little bit more bite than regular Jack.
Right, because of the
proof. It don't taste any sweeter to me, though.
It tastes a little sweeter to me.
It tastes better than regular Jack.
It does.
To me, this is much better.
Yeah, it does taste better. Again, like, I'm a fan already, though. So. I like it. And I will tell you this, though. For it to be 100 proof, it's not as strong as I thought it would be, though. I thought it'd be a little stronger, a little more bite to it.
Was it like, argh!
I think when you mentioned it about more spice, I think I was in my head I was expecting it and I didn't get that. So it's like it's a higher proof.
It's got a long finish.
It does have a long finish, yeah.
Whereas normal Jack just fades away.
Yeah.
This is a long finish. It's lasting.
It's nicer. I think.
I mean, I don't mind it. I'll probably pick up a bottle.
So first of all, I'll say this. Like, for whatever reason, it tastes a little bit sweeter for me. So you already know that makes me a fan. But that already makes me a fan. So, and it's a, but it's different. It's kind of a fruit sweetness. It's not a, it's not like the vanilla or the cocoa sweetness that I'm used to. But I like it. I like it.
So you think it's more of a fruit sweetness? I think it's more of a caramel. You know, maybe like a, for me, maybe like even like a deep chocolate caramel. I don't really taste the fruit sweetness.
Yeah, I don't get the caramel at all. Cause you know when I think about like that caramel finish, I kind of think about you know my other favorite Evan Williams and shit. I know I get some caramel out of that.
Yeah, this don't
kind of seem the same. It's a light 100 proof though.
I thought it would be a little bit more oaky.
Yeah,
I don't really taste that though. I get a little hint of spice maybe. But like
now
I said,
the single barrel,
try it with the cigar.
See what the happens. Single barrel is a little more oaky.
But overall, I'm not disappointed.
I'm impressed by the finish on this thing. It lingers.
It's not bad.
It's a good
one. This shit is kind of like the Dog Pound's first album.
Hold on, what?
The Dog Pound's first album, you know what I mean? Okay. Like, I didn't like it at first.
Okay.
And then I listened to it, like, it grew on me. You know what I mean? So, like,
that's a hell of an analogy.
I'm just saying. Because that's one of my favorite albums ever now. And I just remember, you know, when it first came out, I was like, I ain't fucking with this.
Yeah.
But then, like, Let's Play House and shit like that. Like, okay, yeah, I'll go. Yeah, okay.
Shout out to DPG. You
know? Yeah. The Dog Pound Gangster.
I ain't gonna lie to you though. I don't know if it's the cigar that I have or like it doesn't do anything for me with the cigar. I think it's maybe because it's even though it's a 100 proof, like I said, it's still kind of light still. So it doesn't really do anything as far as, you know, with the smoke for me. I think the only thing that really helps me out with the smoke is like things that are a little more caramel or that kind of that cocoa sweetness.
So I've heard other people say that they can taste tobacco in the bourbon. And I've never tasted that before, but smoking it with this, it's bringing out the taste. Tobacco becomes real strong when you smoke your cigar with it.
Gotcha.
For whatever reason, that tobacco taste.
So it's bringing out a tobacco taste into the whiskey.
Seriously, I don't know if it's enhancing the cigar or bringing it out in the whiskey. I'm not sure yet. But
oh, right, because it could be either one.
You're right.
And for y'all that's wondering, I'm smoking the Opus X. So.
And what we got here? Right. Trilogy.
Trilogy Maduro.
Yep.
So I found these at the these trilogies. Found them at Smokey's up on Fortune Lake in Woodward. Gotcha. Sitting there for the Dream Cruise.
How was the Dream Cruise?
Oh man, Dream Cruise was amazing.
Look, first of all,
nice ass rides there, huh?
Man.
First of all, I'll say
the cleanest thing was a 49 Mercury.
Oh man, that's all you got to say right there.
So beautiful.
First of all, I'll say this: it must have been pretty amazing because I called you. And you didn't answer the phone. I was coming. I really was coming. Yes, I called that morning. I was like, you know what, I'm going to pull up. And he didn't answer the phone, so I figured it was probably a good time.
You know what? I was playing golf that morning, so I wasn't even looking at the phone. And then I shot straight there.
Shout out to playing golf and going to the Dream Cruise.
Hey, man, that's a hell of a Sunday right there. You know, hell of a weekend, Saturday.
Woke up, played golf, went home, got cleaned up, went up to the Dream Cruise, sat there till 11 o'clock at night.
Gotcha.
Man, the only thing that would top that off is a visit to the Gentleman's Club. You know what I mean? So.
The Gentleman's Club.
The Gentleman's Club, not strip club, the Gentleman's Club.
He saw these beautiful black women walking around, singing, dancing, working, living in the nude. Bucket naked.
I might want to have a steak when I'm watching Titties Bounce, you know?
Shout out to the steaks and titties. Steaks and titties. All right, so let's do it, man. You know what we got to do, though. We got to go around one time and give you some black power fists, dog. So, Angry Prince, we'll start with you, dog. Out of 5 black power fists for the bottled and bond Jack, what you say?
So I'm glad I bought this for the house.
Gotcha.
Will I be sipping on this as just a sipper for me? Mm-hmm. Not necessarily. But if I had to mix it with something, it might go well. Probably gonna give it 2.5.
2.5. It does have a long finish, though. It's now a long finish, very long finish, now that you mentioned.
So if you were mixing this with something, your favorite drink, your old-fashioned or something, this would be a great use for mixing. Okay. But also, because it's 100 proof, it's great for sipping. So gotcha. I'm giving it 2.5.
2.5. All right. Bo, what you think?
So, again, along the same lines as Angry Principal, right? I wouldn't necessarily buy it just for me to have around the house to sip on. You know, I would buy it if, you know, I was making some kind of drink. You know, I want to use it as a mixer. Or, like, yeah, if you're having people over and you don't want to pull out your good shit, you know, like, don't touch my Weller's, bro. I'm breaking your fucking fingers, right? You know what I mean? So, like, so you should like, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, that's why I would buy this. And I probably will buy a bottle or two of this. I give it a solid 2 Black Power Fish. Yeah. Not something that I would enjoy on a regular, but something that I wouldn't mind, you know, having out with some friends, some people that came by, things like that, right?
Gotcha.
Like, the homies can get the good shit, but, like, yeah, the friends and family, they can, yeah. Gotcha. Here you go, right here.
Okay. I figured it, yeah. So it can definitely be in that category. And, again.
Yeah, 40 bucks is not bad.
Yeah, 40 bucks,
40
is not
bucks
bad.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say this, right? So I am a Jack fan, even a regular Jack. I think this.
I see that. Damn.
Yeah, I know. I'm low key getting ready to pour me just a little bit more. But, before we move on.
Yeah, you know.
But I did want to say this, though. Bottled and Bond is good. Obviously, we know that's 100 proof. I have to be honest with you, though. For the price point, to be honest, I would rather have my all-time favorite, Evan Williams, which is half the price, right? So the thing is here, I think that it's a better taste than the regular Jack. So definitely if you want to kind of like the upper echelon Jack, I guess we'll call it, this will work out for you. It's 100 proof, but it's not the scary 100 proof. So like even if you aren't used to 100 proof whiskeys, I think you can, like, the novice can get by with this. Like, it won't kill you. Like, it won't strangle you. I'm guessing, though, with some ice in it, it's probably going to taste like regular Jack.
You know what this point is a better version of? So, if you look at Crown Royal, right? Mm-hmm. And Crown Royal, regular Crown Royal is, what, 27, 28 bucks a bottle, something like that?
Yep.
Crown Royal XR is, what, 90 bucks, 100 mm-hmm. bucks, right? I would rather drink this than Crown Royal XR, right? And so, like, this is kind of like the upgraded, you know, Jack Daniels, whereas XR is upgraded, you know, Crown Royal, you know what I mean?
Well, so, the XR was bad, though.
That's what I'm saying.
So this is better.
Yeah, okay, this is a better, you know, like the upgraded version of those two, right?
Gotcha.
Which is common whiskeys that a lot of people, you know, drink and whatnot, exactly. Right? So there goes my mic, but...
But even the mic don't like it. The mic, like, out of here. Like, I don't even like this shit.
I mean, it's
actually good.
Yeah, it's decent. It's decent.
Now, I did have, again, like I mentioned before, I had the single barrel Jack, which I think is, I don't even think it was 100 proof, though, but it seemed to be stronger than this, though, which is odd. And also, I had the bottled and bond Jim Beam, which
I've had that. That's
I
decent.
I feel like actually tastes a little bit better. So, yeah. Taste-wise, this doesn't have the greatest taste.
And I'm not a Beam fan, but that Bottle and Bond Beam is not bad. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't had that one, so we have to try that one.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. And again, shout out to my bro, Terrence, rest in peace. Like, he the one who actually bought me the bottle. He brought it up from Mississippi, and that's how I was able to taste that. But for me, I think I'm going to, which is surprisingly, I'm only going to give it 2 Black Power Fists, only because I think when it comes to, and I guess it's safe to call it a lower level 100 proof whiskey. Like, it's hard for me not to compare with Evan Williams. And like, for me, when you're looking at kind of like the everyday sipper kind of thing in comparison, I would definitely rather have Evan Williams. But this is a good taste overall. I didn't get the same effect with the cigar. I don't know if I just don't have the same palate. But I didn't get the same effect on that. It kind of didn't do anything for the cigar for me. But I do like the taste, and this is something that if I had it around the house, I definitely would, you know, sip on this a few times a week.
If you're a Jack fan, then you're going to love this.
And that's probably what it is, yeah. But I'm not in love with it, though. Like, I would probably, if I had to choose any of the Jacks that I've had, I would say that the single barrel was the best out of the ones that I've had. But, like, if this was sitting around, I don't necessarily know if I would go to the store just to grab it, though. Like, yeah, I don't know. Definitely probably just go grab the Evan Williams.
Well, this one will be out on the shelf. It won't be under the cabinet. So
yeah,
I'll leave it out for
and if you know Angel Principal, That's definitely a thing. If it's under the, you got to get permission to go down there. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. This is definitely not gonna be down here. But all right. So you say 2.5. Bo says 2, right? Mm-hmm. I say 2 as well. So overall, not bad. All right. So just to say that. But obviously, you know, everyone has their own palate. So we offer you to take a sip and try it yourself.
So am I wrong? I'm giving it a 2.5 because my expectations
because
so
the expectations
low. So right. Low. And it's actually doing a little better than what I expected.
Could be.
I'm going to go ahead and keep it real. Like, I expected to hate it. I don't hate it.
I don't hate it.
Right.
All right, so I'm going to come back to you all. I'm going to go down to 2.25.
I don't hate it.
2.25. Yeah, I'll bring it down. You said the 0.5 was because your expectations.
That's your 0.25.
Right. It still exceeded my expectation.
Definitely okay. It did that. Yeah. I'll say that much. Yeah, so. Shout out to Jack with the bottled and bond that you stumbled upon. So it was a great review for that. Don't forget, if you're watching right now, leave your own review right down at the bottom. And please, if you're watching, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. All right, make sure you do that. We're actually going to be coming up with some giveaways pretty soon. And of course, in order to take advantage of those giveaways, you're going to have to be a subscriber. So make sure you like, share, and subscribe. That's it. We're going to move on to the next show. 2.25, 2.0, and 2.0.
Can I be in a giveaway?
none of the people who are associated with the show will be a part of the giveaway. I'm not going to say what it is yet. All right, we'll tell you in the next few shows coming up. But it definitely will be a giveaway. And all you'll have to do in order to get this this free giveaway is like, share, and subscribe. It's going to be really easy. That. All right, so let's get out of here. We're going to sip some more whiskey. Look, I don't know. I
generally don't hate this.
It's not bad.
I thought I was really going
to
hate
it. First of all, I'm just mad that both of y'all came into it wanting to hate it.
Yeah,
like, I didn't want to hate it. I expected to hate it.
Right? Yeah. I wanted to be pissed off because I wasted my money. So I can't even say
it. But you like them. It's okay.
It's all right. Mm-hmm. It's not the worst thing we've ever had.
No, definitely not. No.
Yeah, it's definitely had some bad stuff.
I've had some military special vodka for $3 for a half gallon of shit. Military special vodka. You can only buy it.
Gallon?
Yeah, you buy it at the Class 6 store or Military Post. This shit was it was like $3.99 or some shit, right?
For a half gallon.
Of military special vodka.
You run in the tank.
Oh, what? Ooh. That's definitely kerosene, dude.
That was a hell of a night. Let me tell you that, though. Man.
Yo, on that note, we're out of here, man. Thanks for checking us out. This has been another episode of BBW. Everybody loves BBW. That's beers, bourbon, whiskey. Till next time, man. I got Angry Principal in the building.
Drink what you like, how you like.
I got my man Bo holding it down.
I say.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205. Red Zone, baby. We out of here.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.